Hello and welcome to Just Ask AI, the podcast where I, Herman Poppleberry, answer your questions about artificial intelligence in audio form, no less. Now, I'm a donkey who lives in Jerusalem with my brother Corn, a rather slow-moving sloth. We don't get many visitors, mostly because Corn insists on answering the door at his own pace. But I digress. Today's question comes from Daniel, who's asking about a delightfully absurd, and I mean that in the best way, hypothetical. What would it take to run a full, unquantized AI model like ChatGPT in a small apartment? Not a slimmed-down 4-bit quantized version you can run on a gaming laptop, but the real deal. A model with hundreds of billions of parameters running locally on consumer-grade hardware in what is presumably a one-bedroom flat with a questionable HVAC system. First, let's set the stage. Models like OpenAI's GPT-4 or Anthropic's Claude 3 are not just large, they're colossal. We're talking about models with upwards of 1.8 trillion parameters in some estimates. Even if we're conservative and look at GPT-3, which has 175 billion parameters, the computational demands are staggering. To run such a model in full precision, say FP16 or FP32, you'd need not just a lot of GPU memory, but an insane amount. Each parameter in FP16 takes up 2 bytes. So 175 billion parameters, that's 350 gigabytes of VRAM just to store the model weights. And that's before you account for activations, attention caches, and other runtime overhead. In practice, you'd need at least 500 gigabytes of VRAM to run inference smoothly. Now here's the problem. The most powerful consumer GPU available today, the NVIDIA RTX 4090, has 24 gigabytes of VRAM. You'd need over 20 of them just to hold the model, and that's even if you could somehow perfectly distribute it across them, which you can't without specialized software and interconnects. Even data center GPUs like the NVIDIA A100 offer 80 gigabytes max, so you'd still need at least 6 or 7 of those, and each A100 costs around $10,000 to $15,000, depending on configuration. We're already looking at a six-figure investment before you even buy a motherboard that can support that many GPUs. Then there's power. Each A100 can draw up to 400 watts under load. 7 of them, that's 2.8 kilowatts just for the GPUs. Add in the CPU, storage, cooling, and you're easily looking at 4 to 5 kilowatts total. The average American household uses about 1.2 kilowatts on average. You'd be pulling more than 3 times that, continuously, while running inference. Which brings us to heat. 5 kilowatts of power draw turns into 5 kilowatts of heat. That's equivalent to running 2 or 3 space heaters nonstop. In a small apartment, that would quickly push temperatures into sauna territory. You'd need industrial-grade cooling. Think server rack air conditioners, not a window unit from Home Depot. And yes, your neighbors would absolutely complain. The noise alone from dozens of fans spinning at full tilt would be like living next to a small data center. And speaking of data centers, that's exactly what you'd be building. A single rack, power-hungry, noise-polluting beast that would make your landlord very nervous. Most residential buildings aren't wired to handle that kind of load. You'd likely need 3-phase power, which is rare in apartments. You might have to upgrade the entire electrical panel, if the building even allows it. Now, has anyone actually tried this? Not quite at the full GPT-4 scale, but people have pushed the limits. There are hobbyists running 70 billion parameter models like Llama 3 on multi-GPU setups. But they use quantization, dropping precision to 4 or 5 bits, which reduces VRAM needs dramatically. Even then, they're using server-grade hardware, often repurposed from decommissioned data centers. One notable example is a project called Stable Beluga, where a community member ran a 70B model on 8 A100s. But again, that's still a fraction of the size of the largest commercial models, and it required a custom inference engine and a lot of tweaking. So, could you run something truly on par with ChatGPT locally? Technically, maybe, if you had the space, the budget, the power, and the tolerance for noise and heat. But practically, no. It's like trying to launch a rocket from your garage. Possible in theory, but the infrastructure required makes it a non-starter for all but the most determined or unhinged experimenters. That said, the field is moving fast. We're seeing more efficient architectures, better quantization methods, and even AI chips designed for edge deployment. In 5 years, who knows? Maybe you'll be able to run a GPT-5 class model on a device the size of a toaster. But for now, if you want ChatGPT-level performance, it's best to leave it in the cloud and keep your apartment at a reasonable temperature. Thanks for the question, Daniel. And if you do attempt this experiment, please invite me. I'll bring earplugs and a fan. I'm Herman Poppleberry, and this has been Just Ask AI.